We've got a mission. We're being called. We got to get back to work. We got to get back to creating. We can't just sit here and wait for the world to put us back on the plan and the path. We've got to do it. I know it's been tough. You've been challenged. You know, it's a new world. It's a new step. We are the first generation. We need to lead so that other generations will follow. Unplugged, because we will always say yes to creativity. Totally Uncut, because we all make mistakes. So turn it into a tool. This is Arrow Unplugged. Man, if you could see this studio. Oh, I always call it the creative mess. Oh, yeah. Vibrant with messiness. I don't know where anything is, and yet it's all right here. To my left, I have three different types of liquid. I got this bottle that stays cold all the time, full of some really, really nearly ice cold water. I mean, nearly ice. Cold, 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 cold. Just because I love that flavor. It reminds me of the mountain streams in Montana. Growing up there, you know, we would walk the paths, and you get thirsty, and then you say, man, I want me some mountain water. And you get down on your knees, and you sip from the water, and say, Jesus, holy God, what was that? Ice cold water. And then I've got my room temperature water in here, too, and I've got my coffee. You got to have coffee. Coffee just has that way of saying, you taste so good. Wait a second, I said taste. Whew, thank God Almighty Jesus, please. I don't have COVID. Yeah, because, you know, they always say you're going to lose your taste and your smell. So if I taste the coffee, baby, we're moving forward. Yeah, we're moving forward. My hair is long. Did I tell you that? I got that COVID-19 hair. It's past my shoulders now. A lot of middle-aged men are letting their hair grow long again. Is that the change of life? Is that what it is? Instead of buying a fast, red-hot car, a Mustang, a Camaro, or whatever else is out there, we decided, I'm going to grow my hair long. I notice a lot of very long beards and mustaches. I can't do that. My face doesn't, it just doesn't do that. But man, as we come out of the opposite end of where we were a year ago, it's like, we're changed. And we have changed. How you doing mentally? Are you still asking questions? You still wondering what if and how and where and... I just meditate a lot. I do. And when I take a big old deep breath like that, I invite you to do the same thing. That's meditation. It's just going, I'm in the moment of now. Mindfully, I'm present. We are here. I'm able to listen to the geese in the lake just outside this window, inside this forest in South Charlotte, North Carolina. The doves are in the other room, the morning doves, and they will sing. They share with me the music of the universe. I believe that if you listen close enough, you'll hear the geese. The sun isn't even up yet. It's 6:23 a.m. There's a little bit of light in the sky. And my intentions today are to be present with you, to be real, to be one. Equal love, equal peace. I study Nidra. Nidra is connected with yoga, but I don't want you to think that I do yoga. I probably should, because I know the body aches a lot. But Nidra is a form of meditation, like transcendental meditation. But for some reason, I was led to Nidra. And my God, the experience is just mind-blowing. Have I said anything about this being the Daily Mess yet? It is. Chronological walkthrough in everyday world. I'm a daily writer. Let's get going. I don't want to waste your time. This is not the Mark Maron show. I'm not Joe Rogan. I'm not Conan O'Brien. I don't want to waste your time. I just want to give you a particle. Just a particle. Tiny pieces of multiple things that make up just enough evidence to prove that we were here Yep, we were here. Particles. Almost never the full self. That's the way you best describe where we are in this present place of now. We're not all fully here. Particles of us are. The mind doesn't want to work in the way of saying, yeah, man, you got my 100%. You're not getting my 100%. You might get a part of me, but you ain't getting 100% of me. It's a new age. I know how I sold out before March 2020, and I know how much you sold out, gave yourself away. And then one day, man, it didn't matter who the hell you were on that totem pole. It didn't matter. It was about survival and being able to be strong enough in your present place of now, just a particle of what is going on now. And we are challenged every day by the depth of our friendship with this thing called time. Always trying to figure out if we have enough room to get some stuff done. And if not, we all get nervous, man. The anxiety level starts going up. What can I move? How did we allow this to even take place? Yeah, as we get back to normal, it's a daily race again. Here we go. Put on your seatbelt. I feel as if we want to go back. Not to normal, but to the lockdown. I miss having dinner and lunch with my wife. I miss playing the card games, going on Zoom and playing all these other video games with other people that I hadn't seen in years. I miss people. Not necessarily face-to-face, but Zoom connected us to family, to friends we hadn't seen in a while. I'll never forget talking to Joe Lindsley. He's over in a different country, and we would play the Saturday night games. Don't do it anymore. We don't. I miss it. I miss sitting there with my wife saying, well, what if? This is how I know we're going back to normal. I'm collecting junk again. Whereas for the past year, I was doing the Swedish death clean. You know what that is, right? It's where if it doesn't have any value to anybody else outside of you, you got to get rid of it. Because when you pass, they're going to get rid of it anyway. So why put the pressure on them? The Swedish death cleaning. We did it twice because the first time I had too much sentimental value. And the second time I still had too much sentimental value. I don't know what to do with it. A year later, it feels a little bit different. Mentally and physically, I ain't that guy anymore. I'm not. Are you that person that you were in February of 2020? No, be honest with me here. How have you changed? Let's talk about this. Let's have a conversation about the new you, because we are the first generation. We are the first to step out of this pandemic. It's no different than the Perseverance rover up on Mars. It's not the first, but what it's taking with it makes it the first. The cameras, the little helicopter that I can't wait to see flying around Mars. We're the first. Why don't we want to participate with this? We have to. Because just like during the pandemic, what we do today will affect the next seven generations. We just got to figure out the process of the moment. And until we understand the process of the moment, we can't get progress. To utilize the time that we've had together to regain the strength to reach beyond this pandemic. Now, I've not had my shot yet. My wife has. My neighbor Greg and Pam, they've had their shots. Up the street, I have a couple of neighbors. They got the COVID. They got it. I can only pray. I can only pray. I don't get my shot until 19 more days. Only to bump into people when I go out to the front lines today from 4 till 10. I'll be there. Please stop by. People will say, I'm not getting a shot. Well, why? Because I don't know what it's going to do to me. Are you afraid of becoming a zombie? Yeah, I'm afraid of becoming a zombie. I'm afraid that it could lead to something else. Don't think like that. Because what's wrong with being a zombie? I mean, seriously, the popularity of a zombie in 2021 is just mind-blowing. And I mean, why not just become a zombie? I mean, seriously, I mean, you could be on the cover of Teen Beat Zombie magazine. What's wrong with being a zombie? You might go and walk around with your hands and your face looking kind of ugly, but it doesn't matter, man, because zombies are popular. Isn't that what we're all searching for? Is popularity? Acceptance? Ability? Aim? Fire? Nidra. Look it up. Study it. Understand it. You can't just jump into meditation without understanding what meditation is going to do for you. You have to understand how it works, how it moves through you. There's a lot more light in the sky right now. The geese have calmed. I'm still not hearing my morning doves in the other room. But what I hear is you breathing. How is that even possible? Because I believe. I believe. I'm Errol, and that's The Daily Mess.